Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni and I approve this message.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids and just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse. But if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. There ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says it, so I know it's true. A 9 for a 9 and a 2 for a 2. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
Can you hear me, Joseph?
I can hear you, Gunny.
Okay. I think Joseph's got something messed up there, man.
Yeah, it's called Between His Ears.
Yeah, I think we need to get an engineer, man. Joseph is failing miserably.
Yeah, he's probably trying something with that computer or got something muted or got something this. His senile ass forgot to turn off. Brother, are you watching this shit on TV?
What's that, brother?
This January 6th primetime shit.
Oh, my God. That is so much bullshit, man. Let me ask you this, Virgil. Is there a better example of a kangaroo court in the last 100 years than what's going on with that J6 committee?
I don't know what they hope to accomplish with all of this. I mean, you know, there is not one thing in this committee that is compliant with the 14th Amendment that they can present in court to a grand jury or anything. I mean, it's all hearsay testimony, mystery testimony, people, disguised voices and everything else. And,
yeah.
I mean, it is, I don't know what they hope to accomplish with this.
A third world banana republic kangaroo what it is.
You know, I don't even think it qualifies as that.
It's absolutely ridiculous, brother. I mean, nothing but hearsay, rumors, most of it's been exposed as being false testimony. It's the laughing stock of the world right now with this going on. I mean, after the coup, when they installed Biden, you know, and I said, brother, I said, man, hang on. On January 21, which is the day after he's inaugurated, they're going to put the pedal to the metal, and they are going for it all. And I'm going to tell you something. I think I was wrong, man. These people know they're corrupt. They know we know they're corrupt. And they just continue to brazenly do it. I'm not sure, you know, I mean, I don't understand how the American people won't get up and do anything about it, because if they're counting on the Department of Justice or the FBI, let's remember, these guys have had Hunter's laptop for, what, 2 years now? Two years, probably.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
No charges on, and I guarantee you, if you or I or Joseph was caught on video camera arguing with a prostitute over the price of a large quantity of crack cocaine, we'd be so far under the jailhouse they'd have to pump in sunlight. You know?
Oh, and yes.
How much more brazenly corrupt can you be before people go, wait a minute, can you answer that?
No, I can't. I cannot even, you know, I had to force myself to watch this. I had to force myself. I grabbed the remote several times. I said, no, I got to watch this because I've got to hear what's going on. And they are putting so much stuff on hearsay, out of context, okay? They're trying to say that Trump called for all of this, that Trump, that he advocated all of this, the riots and everything. Okay, Well, who advocated all them riots all over the United States with Antifa and BLM and all of that? You know, go ahead.
Well, we know who instigated that, started that on, and probably who financed it was the elitist and your Democrat Party. Now, Democrat Party, because they're the stirrup behind this. So let me tell you, man, if you've been watching any of these votes go, man, there are Republicans that are just out of heart. Only because they're straight up Democrats. But the reason, and tell me what you think about this, Sandra, I think the reason they're pushing just J6, whatever you want to call it, kangaroo court deal, is one, because what's legal doesn't count in Congress. We saw what they did when did Trump the first time, all right? And what that tells me is that they are absolutely scared to death of Donald Trump, and they know that right now he's running this America First movement, straight up legit movement, take our country back, and they are scared to death because they know, as popular as he is and as bad as things are now, that if Trump gets elected again, they're going to all get free tree swings.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. This right here is, I mean, it is just all out propaganda, let me see. You still hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right. I got a problem with, if I cut out, I got a problem down here with AT&T. Sometimes the phone will just cut out without any warning or anything. Everything's charged, but it's just a shitty system I got right here. But this right here, you know, this, all of this, I mean, it is nothing but they've got to have people writing this shit up and rehearsing this shit and all of this. This is just an agenda, you know, like the guy said on the White House lawn. It's the liberal New World Order agenda.
Yes.
A.K.A. 100%. Socialists.
Right, right. And you know what? There are new numbers out and stuff like that, and the numbers of people who believe fraud occurred. It was a little bit deeper than that, ladies and gentlemen. It's called fraud, straight up. And now it's up to like 56%. All right, and I gave you a number a while back. Told you guys that 42% of Americans thought there was a civil war. There was no way to avoid a civil war. That is now up to 52%.
Oh yes.
But
yes.
The problem is what people don't understand. And, you know, and we try to reach out and have to make the and like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the country. We the people have lost the country. Now, it is squarely on our shoulders to take it back and restore a constitutional government as written and approved by our forefathers. And that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. No vote, there ain't no this, there ain't no that. God speaks down here and slap all this corruption, trash, and piles out of the way for you. You're going to have to get up and do it yourself. And I'll tell you one thing, Sergio, I agree with you. I think people are waking up and starting to see the evidence is so overwhelming that it's just it's going to come to the point where they start taking their stuff, just like you said it would be, Virgil. And that's how it's going to be. They're not going to fully wake up till they come over there, freeze their bank account, trash the economy, that big nice house, that boat, that motorcycle, that truck, you know, whatever the hell. And you're going to be living on handouts from the government. And that's where quickly, I think
I know you don't care much for Tabby Gifford, okay? But, you know, she made a very good point on a video that I shared today, okay? Here's this administration putting pressure on a foreign government to free an athlete who was arrested for cannabis smuggling into their country, which is illegal under their law. You come into somebody's house, you live under their rules, plain and simple. Okay?
Yeah.
But they're not raising one bit of hell about all of the thousands of people in the United States that's in jail for using and selling cannabis.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it just goes to show you the hypocrisy that's involved in this.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm really hurts my heart to see this shit happen, going down. And going on worse and worse, not by the gun, big buggy.
Gunny, you're cutting out real bad. You're cutting out real bad. I'm going to have to get you a headset. Yeah, I'm going to have to get you a headset.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you better now. You know, you just keep, you know, like you're getting too far away from your speaker on your phone.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. But
can you guys hear me?
Unfortunately. you finally figured out how to take the goddamn phone off of mute, huh?
No, it wasn't on mute. It's the system. Everything out here has been acting weird today, so I don't know.
Well, you should feel right at home, William.
Nothing, nope, on here.
But Russell, this bullshit here, you know, I mean, when, like I say, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, ladies and gentlemen, but when I watched those gun control hearings with Jerry Nadler, and he asked a Texas representative, when the Texas representative brought up using semi-automatic weapons to defend against tyranny, and he just shut the entire thing down. He just shut it down with this question.
Yep.
Do you intend to use semi-automatic weapons against American troops? Well, why do you ask that type of question? You see, people need to listen. Listen. They need to listen to what these people say.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, the essence of that question tells me that they are intending on using American troops against American citizens to enforce domestic policy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember when you did that. Yep.
You know, why would you ask a question like that? Why? What is the essence of that question? And being that it is in the Constitution that the American military cannot be used against its own citizens to enforce domestic policy.
Well, but Virgil, you are 100% correct, but I'm going to ask you a question, and when has that ever stopped them? How much of what's on the books right now is unconstitutional?
Exactly.
Well,
it goes back to what Tabby Gifford said, the hypocrisy, the double standard. Okay, the Constitution does not, in their eyes, apply to you, me, Joseph, or anybody else. But let these cocksucking son of a bitches get so much as a goddamn parking ticket, and they'll go to screaming the 14th Amendment, the 4th Amendment, and if they're asked to testify, they'll get up and take the 5th Amendment 200 times.
Oh, yeah.
They'll stand behind the Constitution to protect their own ass. But when you or I or anybody else does the same thing, oh, no, we're racist. We're extremists. We're Tea Partiers and all of this. We're violent. We're terrorists. Domestic terrorism. You know, I mean, I'm just so sick and tired of just, you know, this calm down and wait and see what happens. All this. We know what's going to happen. We've called the shots too many goddamn times on this show as to what's going to happen. We've got a better record than Nostradamus on this show.
Sometimes we have to wait a week or two just for all of it to catch up.
And why? I'm not bragging on myself, and I'm not bragging on Gunny. I'm not, okay, one thing you have to learn is you have to learn to think like your enemy. Once you learn to think like your enemies, you can estimate pretty good their next move. You can give a pretty good estimation of their next move.
And here's the other thing about that, Virgil, is that these guys always tell on themselves, like, when they're going to do it.
You know, and they've got so much dirt. They've got so much dirt on people. You know, it's like having J. Edgar Hoover running the whole country with his file cabinet with the dirt on everybody. He knows who's doing cocaine lines. They know who likes boys. They know all of these little dirty insider trader deals, you know, like Nancy Pelosi's husband and she's doing, and the Hunter Biden bullshit and the money laundering in Ukraine. But they're all scared to do something. That is why I hope to God, if Donald Trump gets back in office, I hope to God he does not make the same mistake he made on his first term. I hope to God he does not keep anyone that is associated with the White House or any type of leadership or FBI, Department of Justice, Secret Service, or whatever. I hope he goes in and just hands out pink slip and cleans house and goes pick fresh apples off the tree.
Oh, Doctor.
Because what you have here is a pile of garbage, a pile of rotten apples in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, more than that. But the thing is that, Virgil, the reason why they're not doing anything, because the crook ain't going to tell on the crook. They'll bring the whole thing down on them if they did that. You know, I know that.
Well, of course, it's just like I said. They got basically, in my neck of the woods, we use this term. They got Polaroids of people fucking chickens. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It goes well beyond that.
I mean, Russell, look at Adam Schiff. Look at Adam Schiff, Russell. Look at Adam Schiff. You've seen this guy talk. You've seen this way this guy acts. Okay? Would you trust him around a teenage boy? I'd trust a Catholic priest alone in a room with an altar boy before I trust him in a motel room with a teenage boy.
Oh yeah,
I mean you can tell. I mean, I may not have witnessed him sucking one, but I goddamn guarantee you he'll hold it in his mouth till he got soft. Mm-hmm. I'll make that bet.
Well, you know, there's photographs and records of him and all that. I mean, look at Nadler. Look at, you know, crying, what's his name, you know, with that little black girl. She posed that. Come on.
But, I mean, I'm telling you, like that, the woman, I wish I could recall her name. I'm getting real vague at recalling names. But she was a Holocaust survivor in Nazi-occupied Austria. And when she was a little girl, she remembered everything, and she told it like it was. And she spoke all over America, and she said, if you don't have a gun, buy one. If you have guns, buy more guns.
Well,
don't give up your guns and buy ammunition.
And here's what's mind-boggling, Virgil. We know who's pulling the string, basically pulling some of the strings in D.C. We got Klaus Sprouse and George Soros, who are Nazis. Okay? But they're the ones calling.
I mean, this is going beyond it. These people are out of control. These people are completely out of control.
Oh, you think
and you got these Republicans, Mitch McConnell, and all the rest of these Republicans. The one from Chicago, Illinois, on this committee here, Liz Cheney. You know, you got these Republicans. And they're just following along. They're just following along. You know.
Well, we said this many times, Virgil. They're all on the ship. Every one of them. They're all ready to go.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they all need to go on a hunting trip with Liz Cheney's daddy.
Yeah.
You know.
And get disappearing. But you know, let me ask you guys a question. What do you think about Biden fixing to sign this executive order on the emergency climate change? What's your thoughts on that?
I didn't hear a word you said. You were so broken up.
So what do you think about Biden signing the executive order on the emergency climate change that he's fixing to sign? What's your thoughts on that with all this 100-degree temperature going around?
Well, if people weren't so stupid or sold or own the government, that you got to understand, an executive order is not a law. An executive order has no power over private business or private citizenry at all.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, that doesn't
part,
mean the executive order is not going to affect us, but it has no authority within outside of the federal government.
That's what I've been saying. But they're still pushing everybody to buy these electric cars, you know.
I'll tell you this right now. New York and California and these other places that were electric car this and electric car that, they're telling people don't charge their electric cars because it's overstraining the power grid and it's causing blackouts.
Well,
everybody's running their air conditioners.
They're having the same problems here in New Mexico because now they're doing blackouts on certain days. They just did one over here for about 8 hours.
That little latent homosexual that Biden could in charge of transportation. What's his name? Booty Boy? Something?
Plug?
He was running down the electric car agenda in high grade. Well, there happened to be a congressman there, and he was from somewhere up north, and I can't remember his name. But this guy lit into him. And now this guy is a congressman from one of our northern states. This guy lives off the grid, and he uses electric vehicles. And what this guy said was that what it costs for you, you know, to run your air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter and all that kind of stuff. He goes, if you have an electric car, whatever that amount is for a year, times four if you have an electric car. That's how much energy those things drain off the grid.
Well, I've heard
what people don't understand is the reason for these blackouts, okay? When you deal with a power plant, you have what you call substations. The power plant feeds the substations. And just like if you have a low battery in something, okay, and you try to pull and pull and pull off that low battery, well, you overheat the circuitry in it. You overheat the capacitors, and you overheat the transformers and everything else. And once these things get to a certain temperature, they have a safety mechanism called a high limit, and it shuts everything down.
Right.
It shuts everything down. It automatically opens the circuit, it disconnects everything, and it has to shut down, and it takes hours and hours and hours for these things to cool down before you can reactivate them. If not, they'll catch on fire.
That's about 8 hours to cool down, according to what CNN was saying yesterday. Because they're doing that here now. They started that today. 8 hours. The electricity is going to start being turned off for a certain day.
Wow. So, you see, I'm looking at right now this former deputy national security director running his cock holster on here, and 187 minutes, that deadly Capitol assault, President Trump did nothing for 187 minutes. Well, Uvalde, Texas, they didn't do anything for 77 minutes, and a lot more people died in Uvalde than what died in that 187 minutes at the Capitol.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Now, here we have an individual in Illinois who I would like to shake his hand and buy him a beer, because anybody that can take a Glock at 40 yards and fire 10 rounds in 15 seconds and hit the target 8 out of 10 times and stop a mass shooter, brother, I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a motherfucker I don't want shooting at me. I'm going to tell
right.
you that right now.
Right. Well, I saw Kyle Rittenhouse's Twitter today, and he said he wants to meet the guy and shake his hand, too. So, you know.
I mean, Russell, what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
You know, it just goes to prove what I've said over and over for years and stuff like that. I don't care what kind of laws you have on the book. You make up 9,312 laws and put it in the book, on the book. But it boils down to, until they try to do something stupid like take the guns away from you, the only way that you're going to stop a bad guy with a weapon intent on doing evil is for a good guy to drop him in his tracks. It's been that way from the beginning of time to right now. It's human nature, and nothing's going to change it. And I tell you what, a well-armed society is a very polite society. And
that's
I
right.
Tell you what,
and
I
it's, but you're leaving one thing out.
And I tell you what else would help a whole lot. If they made dueling legal again, I promise you there'd be a whole lot less offended people in the world.
Oh, yes. But it not only shows that a good guy with a gun, but a good guy that knows what he's doing.
With a gun.
I'm telling you right now, whatever this guy's job is, if he don't open up his own shooting range and concealed carry training, he's stupid. He's stupid. If he wasn't trained, he's a natural. And I guarantee you, I have known people, I know combat veterans, at 40 yards with a 5.5-inch barrel pistol, semi-automatic pistol, at 40 yards, can't hit the broadside of a barn, and this guy hit 8 out of 10 under pressure facing an armed felon. This guy is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it said, Virgil, that when you're under pressure like that, that's when you do your best? And that kind of stress?
I mean, it's not just...
Not necessarily. I've seen some guys that were training-wise, some of the best motherfuckers. They were good. They were very good. But when it came to nut-cutting time and the shit was flying and blowing up, this is kids turning boar hogs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fetal position crying for mama. I've seen it, too. I've seen it, too, more than once.
Yep.
More than once.
Has gas
this guy,
area of room,
I'm not trying to take anything away from that guy that said his tactics were good and stuff like that, and I'm sorry. You don't react. Now, you might be, you can be a natural Scott, okay? I've seen some guys that were, and it's very impressive thing to see. But I tell you what, this guy, and you're not going to tell me that there's no formal training. This guy was taught by somebody.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'll tell you about another incident, Russell, that you might not have heard about. There was an individual at a convenience store. He was getting ready to leave. He bought his stuff and he walked out. Individual walked in, jumped behind the counter with a knife, and grabbed the clerk behind the counter and was attempting to rob him. Well, he retrieved a pistol from under the seat of his vehicle, went back inside, and shot the robber dead. This was the second incident that didn't make the news, but it was
yeah.
but it was heard about.
It don't fit their agenda, Virgil.
But the thing is, it's things like this, and I ain't gonna say they're little things. It's things like this that kind of give me hope, a little bit of hope, because it shows that people are getting tired of this shit. They're getting tired of it. They're getting fed up with it, and they're going to start fighting back. You know, it's like the Indians used to say, the Indians saying, Russell, where there's one white man, there's more white men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling, just like you said earlier, you know, that 44 to 50% of the people in America believe that a civil war is coming. And if they believe a civil war is coming, that's people that you can count on a fair majority of that. They're getting
that
ready
number,
for it. And they're getting fed up.
Virgil, that number was 52% on the latest on that same poll, but the latest one, it's up to 52%. And I tell you what, when over half the, we're not talking much, but, you know, when over half the country says, yeah, there's no way around the shit hitting the fan, you know that lines have been drawn firmly in the sand, and I really expect, I wouldn't be surprised if something happened between now and the midterm election. They've got to
oh, you
do
can
something. Count. There's nothing.
Well,
I mean,
I'm like you. I'm like you, Russell. I don't hold too much faith in the midterm elections that they're going to do anything other than if there is a overturn in the House and Senate. If there is an overturn, it will just be a sign of the American people that, you know, they are getting fed up with this and they're tired of it. I mean, you know, these farmers now, I talk to a lot of them. And it's costing them, huh?
I was just going to say, let me tell you, I heard this discussed on OAN, and I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I don't know if there's even an inkling of a possibility that it will happen. But did you know that the Speaker of the House does not have to be an elected official or a member of the House of Representatives? So, now you think about this. If we took the House back with a good majority and got rid of the leadership there and stuff like that, they could actually name President Trump and vote him in as Speaker of the House. You do not have to be an elected official to be the Speaker of the House.
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, yes. Yep. But I talk to a lot of farmers, and per month now, their costs have gone up anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
Damn.
Because of the economy right now to operate their farms. I mean, you're talking some serious money when you're operating tractors that, you know, that burn a gallon of diesel every 30 minutes or less.
It ain't far to empty
on a big tractor.
No. It is not. Believe me, I grew up on a working ranch. I know that. But I'm glad you said that. I saw some signs, and I go, surely that can't be right. I saw two or three of them, but man, diesel here in Texas, some of the big name gas stations and stuff like that was $5.99 a gallon. Is there a shortage on diesel?
It's also a short on urea. Now, for those of you who don't know what urea is, I have to put that in my truck. It's called diesel emission fluid. That stuff has gone up sky high too, because they're blaming, we can't get it in from China and get it in from Russia. Okay. We have the most amount of chemical plants here in the United States that can manufacture that stuff. That China and Russia has nothing to do with this. Ukraine has nothing to do with this oil shortage. Not when we can ship 3 million barrels to China from the Strategic Oil Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's all a lie. Well, it's all a lie. And these food processing plants, let me ask you this, Russell. You got to go to the grocery store just like everybody else. Okay, have y'all seen Jiffy peanut butter on the shelves lately?
Actually, you know what? I can't say that I did.
Okay. Only peanut butter they had at Costco, because I bring peanut butter and jelly with me in my truck with a loaf of bread. It's good in a pinch. Trust me, when you shut down at a plant or somewhere else and you can't get nowhere and you can't move that truck, trust me, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich gets real tasty when your stomach goes to growling, okay?
Yep.
But we went to Costco, and the wife said, There's no Jiffy peanut butter here, so I told her just get the Skippy peanut butter. And but you can't find anywhere. I've looked everywhere, Dollar General stores, dollar stores, the local market. You cannot find Jiffy peanut butter anywhere.
Oh, I just bought some yesterday.
Well, you almost have a stockpile of it somewhere. But brother, I bet you before long, we're gonna be getting them commodities at the community center of that bomb shelter peanut butter again,
and cheese,
and that bomb shelter cheese.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness, I know, man. And I'm gonna tell you what, man. I tell you right now. Jimmy Carter's planning a block party, inviting everyone, because he is no longer the worst president in the history of America.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, this clown here is by far has beaten everybody out from Martin Van Buren all the way down to Jimmy Carter, it's a shame. I never thought it would be this bad, Russell. I'm serious. I never imagined it being this bad.
Didn't he say he wanted to be just like Castro, his favorite dictator?
Well, if you look at it, Russell and Joseph, okay, if you look at it and you go back and you listen at Bernie Sanders, okay, the Bernie Sanders agenda, a good 75% to 80% of what's happening now is off the Bernie Sanders agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he said, shortages are a good thing. Shortages are good. They're a good thing. You know, he said that 10,000 times in his campaign for president.
Uh-huh. Well, it's like this billionaire said that this is a dreamland for these socialists, and they're actually creating a socialist world for them so they can all get rich and we can all get poor.
Well, I can tell you this right now. It has been proven
but yeah, I mean, that's where we're heading, you know, and everything. But I agree. I think probably say about 2 months, Russell, would you say? I think it's going to get way worse. What do you say?
Well, I've been watching the grocery stores and stuff for a while. Virgil can probably tell us about, answer some of the better questions on that stuff. But just for me watching the grocery stores when I go in and stuff like that, and the shelves are getting emptier and emptier. And I tell you what, we have, 7-Eleven recently bought it, but they were Sunoco was what they were called. They have the Laredo tacos. Factories in them, you know, big gas station chains, stuff like that. Knife, but, you know, we're not talking about like Buffy's Knife or anything like that. But really nice, great place of breakfast tacos in the morning. The gas prices are, regardless, you know, they're always cheapest around. But their shelves, I walked into one today, and their shelves had to have been at least 30%, if not 35% empty. And, you know, there's a lot of things people don't think about that's coming up short. Like, there was no large or no extra large coffee cups in there, man. They were all
good. Oh, yeah.
You know, and anybody who's a coffee drinker is going to get a large or extra large cup. So, you know, they're not getting resupplied.
Well, One thing I have noticed, too, I don't know if you guys noticed it on coffee, like over here, the only thing they got is that nasty-tasting low-grade coffee, but everything else they're out of. Totally out.
Coffee supply here in Texas is still pretty good, man. I haven't seen really short on anything, and my brand, I love, there's several different kinds I drink, but probably 70% of the coffee I drink is community coffee out of Louisiana.
Yes,
they have several,
the ultimate starting fluid.
I got to say, community is my favorite, and they've got a variety of flavors, but I seem to be stuck on their dark roast 2X caffeine, double caffeine coffee.
I had to go. Hey, Russell,
are you like me in the morning? I sit there and I watch the coffee pot, and when it gets about an inch of coffee in it, that's when I grab my first cup. That motor oil. And I put four scoops. I'm going to tell everybody, you're going to say, oh, my God, I put four scoops in my coffee maker in the morning.
I'm telling you,
my coffee maker died this morning, so I have to make it the old-fashioned way
now. Well, my coffee cup must be several times the size that a coffee cup is supposed to be. Because when I make mine, I make 12 cups. I put 7 scoops. My community 2X in there, and let that baby cook. Like you said, man, too, you kind of watching that thing too. It takes a little bit if you got to do one, but you know right where that subject you got to be when you get that first cup out of there, man.
You
just sit there and listen to it gurgle, and I fuck that thing until it gets to that point. With chicory, I'm telling you what, man, 2 cups of that motor oil I make, and I tell you what, man, you can feel your hair growing on the way to work.
And the reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. If you have never had wire watch in the middle of the fucking night, to the wee hours of the mid-morning, I'm talking about freaking 1800 to 0100 hours in a tower, power watch. Let me tell you something. There is no such thing as sleep. Because you got a radio right there, and you got to check in every hour. Every hour. You know, I used to be up in there. Whiskey 7 was my tower that I had. I had it for the longest. And I'd get up there, I'd check in, and then if you knew what you were doing, you could turn that prick 77 to a certain frequency, and you could catch the Carol Burnett show. And when the Carol Burnett show was over, you called in and you checked in again.
Right.
You know? We wasn't supposed to do it, but we did it. But you realize what strong coffee will get you wired up. You can't sleep on guard duty. You can't sleep on guard duty.
Virgil, let me ask you this. Before we went to the LARPs and then the MREs and stuff like that, when we were eating those OC rats, that fucking little packet of instant coffee that they put in those meals, it had to have been pure caffeine with just a slight bit of coffee taste to it, man, because
Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy ain't got shit on that.
Right.
They ain't got shit on that.
I said that MRE coffee, man, it'll raise you up out of the graveyard, man. So, but guys, it's that time and everything, and I don't know. Do you think it's going to get more psycho or comical?
Well, you know, this representative that I'm watching right now on here, I got it muted. This Representative Kinzinger from Illinois, I tell you what, I wouldn't give a shit about going to jail. I'd do my time standing in the corner stacking buttered BBs.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ever get went in arm preach to that cocksucker, I'm going to throat punch him.
Right.
This is about the most...
That lost him again.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight. Get out of here, man. Everybody, man, I'm sorry, man. You need to stay strapped at this time with the out-of-control crime and everything that's going on. You need to stay strapped. You need to stay on your knees, and you need to go to the range and put rounds down range so that you are effective.
That's it.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that 3,700 made 300 blackout that hubby bought and stuff like that ain't going to do him a damn bit of good if he don't know how to use it and be effective with it.
That's it. Good night, brother.
Good night, America. Creepy Joe and the hoe, y'all get on these nuts. This is Gunny. I'm out of here.
All righty, Gunny. Catch you later. Catch you Monday.
I apologize to everybody on the tech issues, but hey, that's what sometimes it happens. But anyway, Virgil, you be careful out there. If you want, just let me know, and I'll send you some juicy peanut butter out your way.
Okay. All righty. Well, with that, you know, we hope y'all get it together. We hope y'all see what's going on, everybody. You know, we're not saying what we're saying to hurt you. We're trying to help you, and we're trying to get you to realize. We're trying to get you to open your eyes, spray the WD-40 in your ear, get the wheels turning, and get your acts together, because it ain't came yet, but it's coming. It ain't a matter of if. It's a matter of when. And with that, I'm going to say good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. Simplify. And y'all do what your hearts tell you. So, and shout out to Nikki and Courtney in Colorado, to my Colorado Kool-Aid girls up there. They got their daughters. They're taking road trips through the mountains and stuff. They're having a ball. And I sure appreciate their support, and they listen to the show. So shout out to them, and a shout out to Jim Thames, too. I saw his body armor on Good Morning America.
We need to advertise.
Oh, yeah. I advertise for him all the time. Jim Thames, Black Diamond Body Armor, Waco, Texas. You know, best body armor on the market, guaranteed.
Yep.
Guaranteed double your money back if you get killed wearing it.
Yep.
Okay? So.
But anyway, we'll sign off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm fixing to sign off. Good night, America.
All right.
Night, Justin.
We'll go ahead and sign off. We'll be back here Monday. And a shout out to all the Badidi supporters who's been listening in. And Cynthia out there, we'll see you all. Y'all be good.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.